हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः ज्ञान कर्म संन्यास योगो नाम ज्ञान कर्म संन्यास योगो नाम चतुर्थोऽध्यायः What is that one has to understand ultimately about the karma, karma, vikarma, akarma, etc. Krishna has said, he has promised earlier, he'll talk about it. So he's going to begin his teaching. Karmanya karma yav pashyet, karmanya karma yav pashyet. अकर्मणि च कर्मयः अकर्मणि च कर्मयः सबुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु सबुद्धिमान् मनुष्येषु सयुक्तः कृत्स्न कर्म कृत् सयुक्तः कृत्स्न कर्म कृत् सो वी सॉ लास्ट वीक आई थिंक यू हैव सीन द वर्स सह बुद्धिमान Saha yuktaha, saha kritsna karma krita. Here the person is praised. Who is praised here? Saha means that person. And that person indicates the wise person. Saha kritsna karma krita. Saha buddhiman. Saha yuktaha. Manushyeshu saha buddhiman. Manushyeshu saha yuktaha. Manushyeshu saha kritsna karma krita. Manushyeshu means what now? Sarvesham manushyanam madhye saha. So he is of all the men, he is the most exalted and he is the intelligent and he is the person of integration and he is the, in fact, he is the Krishna karma krita, he is the accomplisher of everything. Now Krishna means entirety, karma means action, krita means karma, krita means performer of action and a Krishna karma krita means the accomplisher of everything, one who has accomplished everything, one has got everything accomplished. Does it mean has done everything and has got all his desires fulfilled? No. That means the one who does not need to do any karma anymore for his happiness, for his security, for his well-being, is it? One who is not dependent on karma or karma phalam, the action or fruit of action, for his happiness, for his fullness, for his security. Such a person said to me, what now? Even if he has not fulfilled everything, still he is as good as having got everything fulfilled. Isn't it? That's what Krishna karma krita. And who is this person? He is a wise person. Isn't it? We'll see that. So that Krishna has three adjectives for him, wise person. Buddhiman, yuktaha, Krishna karma krita. Krishna means entire. Krishna karma krita means the one who has, not a Krishna, Krishnam means entire. Okay. So Krishna karma krita means the one who has done all the actions. One who has fulfilled all his, the man of accomplishment. One has finished doing everything. One does not need to do anything anymore. It does not mean doesn't need to do anything anymore. He doesn't need to do any action for his happiness. So whatever he does will be what now? Will be only bonus, isn't it? He has accomplished already. He is a person of accomplishment. There's not going to any more karma he does. He's not going to increase or add to his fullness already what he is. Such a person said to be Krishna karma krita. So why? Who is that person? The first line explains. Yaha Pashyet. Yaha Pashyet should be taken as Yaha Pashyati. He who sees. Kim Pashyati? Karma Pashyati. Yaha Karma Pashyati. Sorry, Yaha Akarma Pashyati. Now one who sees, Akarma means here actionlessness. One who sees the actionlessness, where in actions, all the actions are going on, in all the movements, in all the actions, all the motions, he sees the actionlessness. Seeing actionlessness in action, action means what? Seeing the substratum of everything, isn't it? the root of everything, without which no action is possible, that reality, the substratum, the source, the adhara of every action, is of the nature of actionlessness. Isn't it? That's what is seeing the truth of everything. Any action, and the one who acts, the one who acts is not outside of the reality, the action is not outside of the reality, and the action, you know, the fruit of action is not outside of the reality. One who sees everything, you know, everything having the same adhara, and such a person, one sees the self being awareness, consciousness, and he is the one who sees the truth of everything, karma being consciousness, he is the one who sees the actions in actionlessness. The same person, he says, akarmani cha karmayaha. So karmani akarmayah pashet, akarmani cha karmayaha. One who sees the actions in actionlessness. Isn't it? That means what now? That without which, does not do any action, but every action is done by that. Well, I am not the doer, but there is no doer outside of me. Isn't it? It's like saying what now? He's saying, oh, light is not the illuminator, if you say, because light does not, you can call light as an illuminator only if the illumination is an action. We can't call it an illumination an action only if it is a will-involved action. The will is involved, you call it an action. Deliberate. Isn't it? Deliberate will must be involved, you know, and then you can call it an action. Otherwise, there's no will-involved action, isn't it? There's no claiming also, I am the illuminator. There's no ahankar also involved here. Light does not say, I am the illuminator. Therefore, when the will is not involved, ahankara is not involved there, just mere presence, everything is illumines means, so we can't say light is the illuminator. At the same time, if you say everything, things which are here, are illumined, therefore what? Because things are illumined, that is the proof that there is an illuminator. Because usually there's no illumination is possible without the illuminator. There opaque objects shine. Therefore, what now? What presupposes there is an illumination? There is an illumination. Therefore, there must be illuminator. If you ask who is the illuminator, then the illuminator is none other than the light. Isn't it? It's what now? Seeing the illuminator in non-illumining. At the same time, seeing the, isn't it? See, we have to still light. Like saying, light is not the illuminator, but the illuminator is the light. Similarly, Atma is not the doer. Look at this. Atma, the consciousness, is not the doer, but the doer is another than Atma. Why? Without the Atma, no action is possible. So once who knows, the one you know, the Atma being Brahman, the Chaitanyam, which is of the nature of actionlessness, silence, you know, motionlessness, then you can see the Atma is not the doer, but there is no doer other than Atma. There is no doer outside of Atma. There is no doer without the Atma. Without the Atma, where is the doer? Like without the light, where is the illuminator? Isn't it? Therefore we say what? This what is seeing? The actions in actionlessness and seeing the actionlessness in action. This little meaning, we'll see the longest bhashyam we have, and if you see Swamiji also has done lots of pages of pages, so many pages are there. Long bhashyam we have for this verse. So we will take few weeks for us to finish. Don't worry. Karmani.
Karmani.
Kriyate.
Okay.
Iti karma. See, first she explains the word karmani. Karmani, if you say, karma is a nakarantaha napusakalingaha karma, karman shabdaha. Know that? So, nakarantaha napusakalingaha karman shabdaha. So, a nominative becomes karma. Karma, karma, karmana, karmane, karmanaha, karmanaha, karmani. Karmani is what now? You can say, nakarantaha, apusaklingaha, karma shabdaha, tasya shabdasya, saptami vibhakto, yeka vachane, karmani iti rupam. You have to remember Sanskritam. Isn't it? Karmani iti rupam. Karmani, And he says, so in that karma, in performing actions, in actions and in action, in performing, in doing actions, and there Shankara stops and he goes, I really want to do this bhashyam very with a lot of clarity. What I explained as a word meaning is nothing. Okay. Now he says, he's explaining the word meaning, very word karma. Before you go to the seventh case, locative case of the word karma, he takes the word karma and he's explaining, kriyate iti karma. So now, kriyate iti karma. That which is done is said to be action. What is action? That which is done is an action. Isn't it? That which is done is an action. Kriyate iti karma. So kriyate is a present passive verb. So kriyate means is done. So that which is done iti is action. Kriyate iti karma. And he says, he further explained, what is karma? Vyapara matram. Vyapara matram. Mere transaction. Vyapara matram is what? Mere transaction. Karma is mere transaction. So, that which is done is karma. And mere transaction is what now? Karma. And in that karma, tasmin, say no?
Tasmin.
Karmani.
Karmani.
In that action, in the transaction, that which is being done, he says, karmani, akarma, say no?
Akarma.
That karma, akarma. Akarma means what now? He is going to explain here. Karma abhavam. Say no?
Karma abhavam.
Actually, karma abhavaha. Karma abhavaha means actionlessness. Abhavaha is what now? Actually, isn't it? Karma is action. Isn't it? Karma abhavaha. Abhavaha together you have to say now, make it a noun, isn't it? So, absence of action, I should say. So, in action, you see the absence of action. Absence of action, karma abhavaha. Karmanaha abhavaha, karma abhavaha. Absence of action. So, if somebody is walking and you see the non-walking. It's called what? Non-walking, absence of walking. Isn't it? So, that's called actionlessness. Isn't it? That's what you say. So, karma abhavaha. Karma abhavaha. So, because pashyati, there's an object there. Karma abhavam yaha pashyet. So karma abhavam, actually there are chats here, okay, that is a good one. Karma abhavam yaha pashyet. So he who sees actionlessness in action. Now he similarly, akarmanicha. Now akarma is what now? In actionlessness. Akarmanicha, Shankara explains, karma abhave. Okay, karma abhave. What is karma abhave? Is kartru tantratvat. Say no? Pravritti nivrityoho. Vastu aprapya eva hi sarva eva kriya karakadi vyavaharaha avidya bhumau eva. Karma yaha pashyet. Pashyati. So, what does he mean here? He says, avidya bhumau eva. Before we go to the next sentence, kriya karakadi vyavaharaha avidya bhumau eva. Kartra tantratvat pravritti nivrityoho vastu aprapya eva hi. Sarva eva kriyakarakadi vyavaharaha avidya bhumau eva. For example, now if you say, suppose your drinks, because I'm very thirsty, I'm saying drinks, you take a verb, any you have to always take a verb, always called akanksha paddhati. No, akanksha paddhati means what? Just first always take a verb and you can ask lots of questions based on that verb. Take a verb, any verb, present tense or past tense, anything, you can take a verb. This how you can learn to make in Sanskrit language also, you can learn to make a long sentence. Isn't it? And if you take a sakarmaka kriyapadam. Sakarmaka kriyapadam is what now? A transitive verb. Don't take intransitive verb, okay? Runs, what can it ask? Nothing much. So always take a transitive verb. Sakarmaka kriyapadam. So you take a drinks. It's a sakarmaka kriyapadam, a transitive verb. Because you can ask, drinks, what? Drinks what? Immediately you can get an object. Drinks. She drinks means drinks what? Coca-Cola, tea, water, drinks what? Hot chocolate? No. hot. Okay, water. Pibati. Okay, so there's a pibati. Take the word pibati. Kim pibati? I had to talk. I'm explaining this one thing, okay? One sentence. It go like this. Pibati. Now ask the kim pibati? Jalam pibati. Jalam pibati. You got what now? Jalam, when you say, it's called karma. Karma karakam. Karma karakam. Karma karakam is what now? Anything which is connected to the verb is called karakam. Anything which is connected to kriya is called karakam. Karakam means the karakam karayati iti karakam. That because of which action is possible is called karakam. Karayati iti karakam. Okay, therefore all these case declination we say except the possessive case. The rest, all the seven, okay, seventh. Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Saptami, Shashti, Shashti. Okay, Shashti Sambandhe. So all these six cases you have to take, they are all Karakas, they are called Karakani. Because they can connect you to the, you can ask a question, get an answer, which will give you answer will be in any one of these cases. So if you ask me, Pibati, drinks. Kim Pibati? What? Drinks what? If you say, Jalam pibati. Jalam is what now? No, jalam is connected to the verb now. It's called karma karakam. Karma is what? Object. You get a verb, object. If you ask drinks what? You get an object. Karma karakam. So jalam pibati. Then jalam, you can ask them, katham pibati. How does he drink water? Isn't it? How does he drink water? How does he drink? Katham pibati. You can simply ask the question, katham. No? You can say hastena grihitva pibati. Hastena or kupyam pibati. Kupi means what? Bottle. Okay, kupyam pibati means what now? Kupya pibati. Drinks with the bottle. Kupyam illa kupya pibati. Drinks with the cup. Drinks with the chashakena pibati. With the tumbler. Isn't it? Or you can say hastena pibati. Or kupya pibati. Katham pibati also you can say. How does person, how does he drink? Then for the word how, you have to say, give the answer, isn't it? Answer be what? Tritiya, instrumental. For drinking implies what? Now something liquid. It needs a container. It must be held in something. So with what is water held? With what is the water drunk? Or by, now how it is drunk? So, kena pibati, or again, kena pibati, chashakena, hastena, kupya, understand now? You have to ask kena pibati or katham pibati. Katham pibati. So how is it drunk, you know? Katham pibati, katham piyate. You can say, okay, kupya, kupya pibati. Kupya because what now? Instrumental case. So, tritiya karakam, karma karakam. No, you can say no. Karana karakam becomes a karanam. The karana karakam. Then, I have to say, kasmat, isn't pibati, kasmat jalam ani, you can say, no, kasmai jalam, kasmai, you can say from to whom, datva pibati, you can answer always, you can connect it, isn't it? Kasmai, or you can say, kimartam pibati. Kimartam pibati, kasmai pibati means to whom, kasmai the fourth case also means to and for. It has two meanings. The fourth case is called a dative case. It means to and for. to means now kasmai, to whom. Kasmai also means for what. Kasmai means kimartam. Kasmai also means what now? Kimartam, for what. So kimartam pibati or kasmai pibati. Kasmai karanaya pibati. Kasmai karanaya pibati. For what reason is she drinking? Kasmai karanaya pibati or you can say kimartam pibati. Understand now? So you have to say kimartam pibati. Now you can say Trishna nivaranartam pibati. Trishna nivaranartam pibati. So again, they gave what now? Nivaranaya. Trishna nivaranaya. Nivaranaya. Fourth case. Look at this. Trishna nivaranaya jalam pibati. Trishna nivaranaya kupya jalam pibati. Sentence so got now? So you got what now? Dative case also. Isn't it? Upadanam. And then we have to say sampradanam. And we have to say now, so purpose. Purpose of drinking. Drinks what? Drinks how? Isn't it? Drinks for what? Isn't it? Now you have to say, where did she get the water? Where did she get the water from? Isn't it? You have to say now. You can say, prakoshtat aniya jalam kasmat aniya pibati. Kasmat prapi pibati. Kasmat. Now from where? You can say, so prakoshtat jalam aniya pibati. Prakoshtat aniya jalam pibati. So prakoshtat aniya kshuda trishna nivaranaya kupya jalam pibati. Long sentence. I got the meaning now. This also now upadana karakam, sampradana karakam, karana karakam, karma karakam. They are karakani. No? So then we have to say now we have to look where. Kutra pibati. Kasmin sthane pibati. Kasmin sthane pibati or kutra pibati. Drinks where. Isn't it? Prakoshte. Prakoshte pibati. One more thing you have. You have not said who drinks. Who drinks, isn't it? Kaha pibati or ka pibati. You can say swamini prakoshte. Swamini prakoshte. Pakashala. Pakashala. Pakashala yaha. Pakashala taha. Jal aniya. Pakashala taha aniya. No, Trishna nivaranaya kupya jalam pibati. Long sentence you got. It means always one verb can be. Have you got the meaning now? We connect it. A verb has always connected to all these things. Only then the verb has its meaning. Isn't it? Without any of these karakas, any karma is dependent on karakani. Any actions depend on what now? Karakani. There is no water means drinks. There is no object. You had to say carless, a bonata, or drink something, it is connected, no? Otherwise, the word verb drinks has no meaning. How drinks how? You have to have an answer. For what? The purpose of action must be very clear. Otherwise, there is no action, it is not thing. Isn't it? So, kimartam. Katham, katham pibati, kimartam pibati, kim pibati, kena karen pibati, kasmat aniya pibati. Kutra pibati, isn't it? Kaha pibati or ka pibati. Like if you ask, so subject must be there, object must be there, instrument must be there, purpose must be there, isn't it? The location must be there. Without these things, they're all karakani. These are all the things connected to the karma. Because without them, the action is not possible. These are all things which make the karma possible. Understand now, any action is connected to karakani. And so there must be what now? Karakas are involved there. That's what he says here. Oh my God. I can't take a moment. Please sit. Nothing important. I can take it afterwards. So here, kriya karakadi vyavaharaha such karma, isn't it? Such karma. And then there can be a kaha. Okay, aham vibhavam, if you say kaha vibhati, even this action is possible only if there is a kartrutvam. Only if there is a doership, isn't it? Without the doership, without the understanding that I am the doer, no action is possible. If there is no doership, no action is possible. Isn't it? No action is possible. Doership, see, when the cow grazes grass, cow has no doership. Know that? Cow has no, I am grazing the grass. Okay? I am here grazing in the field. Cow doesn't have the doership. Cow just eats its food because instinct, there's a hunger. It has instincts to look, find its food and it starts eating. It has natural instinct to find the grass and to eat it. But cow doesn't have the notion, I am the eater of the grass. I'm eating grass. That notion is not there. Why? Because cow doesn't even have this knowledge, it's I am cow. I am cow notion is not there. Therefore, it is not possible for the cow to have what now? Even the doership also. So cow has no doership because cow, still action is happening. Cow doesn't have the doership. Even if the cow doesn't eat anything, they said cow does not attract punya or papa. Cow has no punya papa because it has no doership, no injarship, because it doesn't have the notion I am the eater of the grass. There's no doership because there's no ahankara, there's no self-consciousness, there is no self-identity for the cow. Cow doesn't have self-identity. Therefore, we do not have to worry about, because cow also does the action you may think, but as a human being, as self-conscious being, as the one who has self-identity, for you to be able to any karma, there must be what first of all? I am. That knowledge must be there. Then I am so and so, and only then I am the doer. I am studying. That must be there. Only then you can do any action. It's very important for one to have what now? Doership. Without doership, no action is possible. So when this any karma is done, this any action is connected to the karakani. No, the shat karakani are there. Shat karaka, karta, karma, karanam, upadanam, sampradanam, upadanam. Then we can say sampradanam, adhikaranam. They're all karakani are there. This connection is there. Without karaka sambandha, there's no karma possible. And even then, karta comes means karta karma karanam. When you say karta comes, there's a doership. Well, doership is there means when is doership possible? In agyanam alone, doership possible. I got the point. I have to bring this to you. Karta must be there. Without the karta, karma, karanam, upadanam, sampradanam, adhikaranam, all the other karanas have no meaning. Without karaka sambandha, no karma is possible. Look at this. Without karaka sambandha, no karma is possible. All the karakas make sense only when there is a kartrutvam. First karta, kartrutantram. Karma, isn't it? Kartrutantram, karta must be there. Kartrutantram karma, we say, without karta, where is the, without the doership, where is the action? And karta must be there. Kartrutvam is possible only if there is ajnanam. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, avidya bhumau yeva kriya karakadi vyavaharaha. I had to put it like this. Avidya bhumau, on the plane of ignorance alone. Avidya bhumi means what now? Only in ignorance. Simple to say simply, and plane of ignorance alone, this karma is possible. Kartrutvam is possible. Kartrutvam is there only in karaka sambandha is possible. Karakas are there only then karma is possible. So clear now? We have 3 points now. Only in ignorance, doership is possible. Isn't it? Only the doership is there, karaka sambandha is possible. Only karaka sambandha is there, karma is possible. Without the karakas, just the verb alone cannot be by itself. things. What does it mean? It has no meaning. It is no kaha gayati, kim gayati, katam gayati, kutra gayati, kada gayati. You have to have an answer for all the questions, isn't it? If you ask a question, you get akanksha paddhati. Take a verb, ask a question, you get answer for all the questions, and it will become a long, one longest sentence without breaking. Know that? So, therefore, what does it imply? Amidya bhumo yeva karma siddhyati, performance of actions, now, is possible only in the pain of ignorance. Why? Only in ignorance kartrutvam is possible, doership is possible. Without doership, there is no karaka sambandha. Without karma, no karma possible. Have got it now? Now, what does he want to say now? Let me test you that. Avidya bhumau eva kriya karakadi vyavaharaha. Which vyavaharaha? Sarva eva vyavaharaha. Any transaction is possible. No, any transaction, any act in the form, activity associated with the karakas involving the kartrutvam is possible only in the plane of ignorance. Therefore, what is it he says? Kartrutvat, the kartrutantratvat, kartrutantratvat, pravritti nivrityoho, vastu aprapya eva, vastu aprapya eva. Actually, without having really understood the truth, then sarva eva kriya karakade vaharaha avidya bhumo eva. So karma yaha pashyet pashyati, you know, he's good. Therefore, what does he want to say? Actions are possible vastu aprapya eva, only if the ignorance is there, only if the vastu is not has been, vastu has not been understood. Aprapya, without having gained, not having got it. Prapya, aprapya, isn't it? Prapya means having gained. Aprapya means what now? Without having gained. So only when the vision is not there. Vastu aprapya means what now? Without having gained vision of the vastu. If there is no knowledge, in ignorance, kartrutvam is possible, karaka sambandha is possible, karma is possible, paramatma action is possible. Isn't it? Whereas in jnanam, in what happens in jnanam also, you can see, you can't say, I am the doer. In jnanam, there cannot be, you can be doing karma, but still you can't have kartrutvam. The doership is not possible. If you have doership, then you can't say, I see the action in actionlessness. Or you can't say that. Isn't it? You can see the actions in actionlessness. You can see the actionlessness in actions only if you know the Atma being, Atma, if you know, understand the fact that Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. And if you understand that Aham, that Atma, Aham Atma, if I, the self, am the consciousness, Brahman, which is of the nature of actionlessness, then you can say, then what now? You can say, actually, I do not do any action, but there is no action possible without me, the Atma. This understanding. Is clear now? Even last class, another important point is context, I told you. Last class, all this whole, any action implies, not one given thing does the action. For action, suppose even to say, okay, drink, simple verb, drinks. Drinks means, who drinks? Even karta, you have to say, who drinks? If you say, if you say, you drink, okay, I drink, if you say, or somebody drinks, if you say, who is that I? What is that I? Isn't it? So you can't say here that drinking is not possible, leave alone the karakas, or walking is not possible, or any action is not possible. Performance of any action, what now? Suppose you have to bend, you can walk, fetch it out of water, bring it here, then drink it. Isn't it? Even then, so lots of things are there. Who goes? Who's going? The legs are walking, the hands are fetching the water, isn't it? And mouth is opening, and then water, hands are raised, and then water is poured. Means all these things are happening. So here, who is holding the tumbler? Does the finger, all the fingers? We say every finger, everything. If we say finger, body, many things are put together from the body. If we say hand, again many things put together. Hand means what? Muscles, tissues, nerves and bone, and then many things put together. Every part is many put together. Is what now? Combination of many things. The body is combination of many things. Every part which forms part of the whole is again what now? Is nothing but combination of many things. Every small thing is a combination of many things. Every tiniest thing, part, which forms part of the whole, which is the whole, is required for any action to take place. Is it? The whole body has to walk to fetch the water. And here, so all the parts form the one whole part, whole person, isn't it? And here each part is what now again? Many subtle, many tiniest, small parts put together is one small part. And many small parts form the one big part. And many big parts form the one whole part. So, how is it? So, who is that actually? Without the association, without the combination, without the contribution, without the support of, even one tiniest part is not there, still action is not possible. Isn't it? So every tiniest part, a smallest part, which forms part of a small part, and which forms part of the bigger part, which forms the part of the whole, isn't it? Part of the whole, every part is responsible for the action to be, for the action, if action has to be made possible, all of them are contributing. If all of them had to be together, what is that which is holding all of them together? For the hand, suppose hand is sitting there, leg is sitting there, means what? Trunk is sitting, how it will be? Very fun, isn't it? So they are all put together, they are all held together. Tiniest parts are held, put together, they are held together. Dharma, isn't it? Order. And then all these tiny parts which form the whole, again they are held together. So, all the parts are held together means everything is held together, this being held together. Isn't it? It's also called what we say, order. But understand here, this very important point, this Ishvara. Ishvara's order is very, 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 very important. Isn't it? This is order. This point, as I want to understand, this Ishvara concept has to be very clearly understood. What is that because of which all these things are together? Can you and I make an effort to put them together? No? Even for the plant to yield something, you know, you can say, okay, the tree yields fruits. We say, even then, what is a tree? Many things put together form the tree. And even then, if you take a leaf alone, there are so many things put together. Root alone, many cells put together. Trunk alone, many parts put together. Everything is what now? Every whole, if you take any one thing, which is a whole, which looked upon as a whole being, a whole living being, is what now? Many big parts put together. And each big part is what now? Again, many small parts put together. Every small part is what now? Again, tiniest parts put together. Oh, so through all this, there's a big link. That is how action is possible. Like I told, simplest example Swamiji always gives is what now? Many spare parts, best spare parts, you buy from the best manufacturers, they had to be put together intelligently. Only then, the spare parts of the car, when they are put together intelligently, then it functions as a car, it moves. If you have all the spare parts separately, the car won't move. Do you get the point what I'm saying? Therefore, similarly, if you think the whole physical system, the physical, physiological here, the psychological order, physiological order, the physical order, if you say the whole thing is many things put together. And what is that because of which, isn't it? They all remain together, remain one. Can you and I make the leaf stuck? Can we make the leaf stay with the plant? Can we make the trunk stay with the roots? What can we do? Isn't it? We have to understand very clearly. That is why there is an order involved. This amazing vision which Swamiji specially gives, our Shastras give. The Lord is universal, natural law and order. This part you have to understand here. There is something which he keeps them all together. That's why Dharanath Dharma Ityuchyate, when you say that which holds everything together. Not only in every individual being, the whole space, the whole galaxies, where the earth should be, it doesn't go up, okay? And then where the space should be, where things should be, all these things are there, then all of them are held together. Externally, I mean universally, individually also. So, because of which any action is possible. And this order is what now? This order is backed by knowledge. It is no knowledge, no order is possible, isn't it? That's why that knowledge also is what now? Manifest knowledge. It's only manifest consciousness. And the order is the Ishvara. Therefore, the knowledge which is manifest, the consciousness which is manifest as knowledge is Ishvara. Consciousness is Ishvara, isn't it? The Ishvara is, we say, the Lord is another than consciousness. And the order is Ishvara, Lord. The knowledge is the Lord. So, what is action now? Tell me. What is action? Action is the order, Ishvara. Isn't it? If you say action is, you don't need to say Ishvara does the action. You have to say what now? Every action is Ishvara means, every action is Ishvara means, who is the doer here? Isn't it? So, in fact, Ishvara is not the doer, but there is no action possible without Ishvara. Therefore, what now? Ishvara is the doer of everything, is Ishvara. Have you understood now? Ishvara does not do any action, does not claim as to be the doer also, but no action is possible without the Ishvara. Therefore, what now? Because every action is Ishvara. Therefore, we say what now? The doer of everything is Ishvara. Now, where are you now? Kartutva must have gone. I am the doer. What is that? This is a simple understanding. I got it. I got the point now. Then you say everything is Ishvara. When you say, there is another understanding Ishvara as the universal law and order which upholds and retains and keeps everything together. Isn't it? The subtlest order you have to understand. Therefore, once you understand here also, one who sees this, who is the one who can see everything being held together, Ishvara being the universal law and order, who is the one who can say, who is the one who can say, there is no action without Ishvara, therefore, the doer of everything is only Ishvara. Who can say that? Only one who knows what exactly is Ishvara. Who is the Lord? Isn't it? There is no Lord. Consciousness does not claim it to be the Lord. One who knows consciousness being the Lord, Brahman being the Lord, and one who understands that consciousness, which is the which is knowledge, which is order, which is everything, which is the Lord, and to understand this fact of Brahman being the Lord also, one should know what not should know what exactly Brahman is. How can one know Brahman? One who knows the Atma, one's own self. So one who knows the self is the one who knows Brahman. One who knows Brahman is the one who knows Ishvara being what now? The universal law and order. One who understands there's no doer other than Ishvara. In fact, even he doesn't say Ishvara is the doer also. There's no doer other than Ishvara. Every action is Ishvara. That there's doer is only Ishvara. One who sees that, this is the fact. For if it, without the Atma Jnanam, there is no Vastu Prapti. Without Vastu Prapti, there is no understanding that the Ishvara being the law and order. Without understanding of Ishvara being the law and order, one cannot say there is no doer. There is no doer. other than Ishvara.
When you say you have perfect Isakasha, but if you say that there is no dual other than Ishvara, then you say, who sees this?
Now I'm coming to the point. That's what I'm saying. I'm just only explaining the first beginning. Very. We're still in the first line. I have not gone to second line. I'm still in the vastu. I'm only thinking what is karma. I explain only what is action. I'm giving them the thing, isn't it? The wise person. We're talking about the wise person. So one who knows the self. See, kaha buddhiman. How he is buddhiman? He sees much more than what we all see. Buddhiman means all of us have buddhi. Our buddhi is how much? Oh, it is very hot now. There is light now. Bright sun is there. This much is our buddhi. We are not mad people. We are not mad, isn't it? And who says, who am I? Am I here? We are not that abuddhiman, buddhimandaha. We are buddhiman. We all sane people. We know we are all here in Bhavan, sitting and studying Bhagavad Gita. We see bright light and then two. isn't it? We know all this. We have this much buddhi. We have this much understanding. But this person's buddhiman means he really sees much subtler fact. The buddhiman, the intelligent person, is one who sees through the eye of intellect. No, much more than what you generally see through your physical eyes. Taha buddhiman, one who is able to see much subtler fact through his knowledge, through his intellect, is the buddhiman, wise person. What does he see? He does not see, I am the doer. He says, what is the doer here? Who is the karta here? Where is the karta? Who is the first level and bhokta? Where is the karta? Who is the doer here? Okay, all these things, what is an action? Kriyate iti karma. That which is being done is karma. Okay, vyavahara matram karma. Isn't it? That which is just any transaction is action. What is this transaction? Going, running, sitting, seeing, talking, eating, transitive verb or an intransitive kriyapadam, whatever kriyapadam you are using, transitive or intransitive, doesn't matter. Any kriyapadam implies kriyate iti karma means what is that which is being done? Who is it doing? If you say, okay, this person is doing means, what is that person? Who is this person? So and so. If you say this person has done means, what is this person? This person is many things put together. Isn't it? You can't say, suppose if it's like saying, this car only takes me everywhere. I have ride only in this car. That's fine, that's true. You travel in the car and there's a fact about the car. But what is a car? You can't say, car means you have to say so many things. All of them together only you have to say. You are not just being, obligated to car means you are obligated to every aspect of that. Steering and wheel and then seats, everything, isn't it? Only then the mobility is possible. That's it. What is action? If you analyze, any action is possible only in what now? First of all, many things put together is karma. Many things, any karma is possible, because only if you understand, if there is without Ishvara's grace. What does it mean by saying grace? That which holds everything together, because of which any action is possible, we look at it as a grace only. Grace or vibhuti. See, what is that which keeps all of them together? Suppose the legs and hands, all of them are not together, no action is possible. If the heart and lungs, all of them are not kept together, no action is possible. If your mind is not, buddhi is not there, no action is possible. All the systems, different orders, isn't it? Different or psychological, physiological, physical. Now we have to say, all these many things put together, they must be there, they are all kept together. And what is which keeps them together? Dharati. Dharayati holds, upholds, keeps them together. Isn't it? That is called order. Universal law and order. Dharmaha. Listen, dharma is another word for dharma. The order alone is called dharma. And there's such order, if order is keeping them all together, holding them together means that order must be backed by what? Knowledge. Because all these things are happening without being instructions. without being with instructed, without being ordered, without being requested, without being told. Things are, isn't it? That means that order is backed by knowledge. That knowledge is one. Where is that knowledge? Where is the knowledge? What is that knowledge which is backing this order? If that knowledge is manifest knowledge. Manifest knowledge means of what? Consciousness manifest is the knowledge. Consciousness manifest is this knowledge which is back in the order, which is involved in all the functions, which holds them together, because of which any action, any movement, anything is possible. Therefore, where is the doer? Even if you say I, it doesn't matter. You are within the realm of law and order. Therefore, one who sees this, this is what understands, seeing more than what the physical eyes see. Such a person is a buddhiman. For him, okay, for him what now? Ishvara is not the doer. Lord is not the, because consciousness is not the consciousness, there is no Lord other than consciousness. Consciousness is not the doer. Lord is not the doer. But without Lord, there is no action possible. Therefore, the doer of everything is what? Every action is Ishvara. The order is Ishvara. Knowledge is Ishvara. Therefore, the in fact, there is no action without the Ishvara means what now? Therefore, we say the doer of everything is Ishvara. It's like saying what? Without light, no illumination is possible. Therefore, illuminator is the light. Get the point now? Before Ishvara. So, we say, without this grace, even grass, blade of grass will not move. We say in Sanskrit, Tena vina trinam api na chalati. You must have read it. Tena vina trinam api na chalati. So, this word anugraheena, this also we look at as grace also, in the wider sense. I got it, this one point we have to remember. See, one who is the one who can touch a person who sees all the actions in actionlessness. Such a person, all these actions are possible because of the grace of what? Is now he sees the all the actions in actionlessness. Have you got it now? What seeing all actions in actionlessness? Does not do any action, but without it, no action is possible. It's like light does not illuminate anything, but without light, there is no illumination possible. Therefore, we say illuminator is the light. Similarly, without Lord, no action is possible, no order is possible, no knowledge is possible, isn't no keeping them together is possible. Therefore, we say what now? No action is possible, therefore, the creator of everything is Ishvara. The understanding, isn't it? So in order to be able to see, therefore, where I am the doer, where is the notion now? In order to be able to see everything as Ishvara, the doer as Ishvara, isn't it? Not the Ishvara. You have to say that Ishvara is the doer. There's no doer other than Ishvara. To be able to see that, no? The one should see that there is no ajnanam, isn't it? When there's no karma connected to any Karaka Sambandha is not possible. Kartu Tantram also is not possible. Kartutvam also is not possible. I am the doer notion is there, then there is a Kartutvam. There is no Kartutvam possible for a wise person. And for you to have this understanding of Ishvara being law and order, and you should know what actually is the, what is the truth of the universe? No, what reality of the universe? Which is, there is no other Lord, other than the reality, there is no other Lord, isn't it? Reality is the Lord of the universe. And what is that reality? You can know Brahman is reality. If you say that Brahman being one's own self should be very clear. For one who knows the self is the one who knows what Brahman is. One who knows what Brahman is knows the truth of the universe. One who knows the truth of the universe is the one who knows the Lord of the universe. One who knows the Lord of the universe being pure, you know, is the source of knowledge, is the one who understands the Lord being manifest as knowledge, order, and order in, you know, order which keeps everything together, which upholds everything. Therefore, one who sees that the reality as the lead, as the Lord, And the one who sees, there's no, Lord is not the doer, Lord does not do anything, everything put together, everything is Ishvara here. Therefore, but there's no action, no motion, nothing is possible without Ishvara. Therefore, the doer of everything is Ishvara. I am the doer, that notion has gone here. Is it clear now? See, you can't understand this. Ishvara, the doer of everything is Ishvara. Every action is Ishvara. To be able to see, when you are able to see, you are seeing more. Much more. You are seeing much subtler. Your vision is much wider. Then you are a Buddhiman. Is it clear now? So which is possible? Only if you have what now? Atmajnanam, self-knowledge. Therefore, a wise person is highly praised here. He sees what now? All the actions are, isn't it, happening? Isn't it? Where? Without whose grace, isn't it? Akarmani karma pashyati. Basically, the Ishvara, the source of knowledge, this the source of order, the actions, all of them are basically are not possible without what? Without the Brahman, the consciousness, which is known as the self here, recognized as the self, that consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. In the stillness alone, you see, the what stillness is the swarupam of the water. How water is basically, water is of the nature of stillness, you know that? Water is of the nature of stillness. And then you see all the turbulence, waves, all of them, where do you see? Seeing turbulence in stillness. Why? Water is not turbulent. Is it clear now? But there is no turbulence possible without water, which is of the nature of stillness. Rising and falling, all that. See, is what we're seeing? Turbulence in stillness. Is it clear? No. Similarly, seeing the stillness in turbulence. Oh, what is all these things, sir? Isn't it? Same thing only. Like that, seeing the actionlessness in actions and actions in actions, actionlessness. That is only for a wise person. Such a person is a karma, sarva karma krite, krishna karma krite, saha buddhiman manishyeshu, isn't it? Saha yuktaha also. Yuktaha means for him. Yuktaha means for him, the one for everything is integrated, becomes integrated. For him, Ishvara, the Jivaha, Jagat, everything is one, isn't it? The man of one who has the vision of oneness of reality, everything is united here. He is a yuktaha. But so such vision is possible. Therefore, what he says is only in karma is possible. He first talks about the karma. Before going to akarma, he says, what is akarma means karma bhavaha. Karma means kriyate anena, kriyate iti karma. The karma, when you say, that itself is possible only if it what now? I am the doer, that notion is there, means you can't see this. You can't see the actionlessness in actions. You can't see the actions in actionlessness if you have doership. So what he says is, first of all, the doership is possible only in ajnanam. Avidya bhumo eva kartrutvam possible. Only if kartrutvam is there, then what now? The karma possible. Then karaka sambandham also is possible. Without karaka sambandha, without karta, isn't it? There's no karma possible. It's all possible only if there is ignorance. So he just starts explaining here. Therefore, if you ask me the question, was who sees the one, who sees the actionlessness actions, isn't it? Who sees? Who is the buddhi, the mind only sees, your intellect only sees here. The mind only sees. One who has eye sense, isn't it? The mind only sees here. Okay, this is the first sentence explanation is over. One sentence is over. Have you got the point now? It will go. Don't worry, we'll be finishing slowly only. We read Swamiji's pages while we are reading Gita Home Study, and it was going on and on and on. We couldn't finish. And please read Swamiji's book. Are you all reading? Because you have to read Swamiji's book. Because Swamiji person sells for everywhere, he talks about this Ishvara. But this Ishvara as an order is very, very subtle, very beautiful thing you have to understand. Only then you can see, just seeing Ishvara everywhere. Don't need to go to check Ishvara anywhere. Isn't it? Only then you can see everything which goes in front of you is Ishvara, comes back is Ishvara, which is by your side is Ishvara. Isn't it? Okay. So, kriya karakari vyavaharaha avidya bhumau yeva karma yaha pashyet pashyati saha. Okay, such a person is what now? Buddhiman. He says what? Kaha buddhiman. He says karma abhavam yaha pashyet akarmani. Akarmani cha karma abhave yaha karma pashyet. Okay, you have to correct it now. In between explanation, you have to bring it from the first sentence. Karmani akarma karma abhavam yaha pashyet. Thereafter, akarmani cha, akarmani means what now? Karma abhave karma yaha pashyet pashyati. Okay, you have to bring it down there. Saha, say now?
Saha.
Buddhiman.
Buddhiman.
Manushyeshu.
Manushyeshu.
Sahayuktaha.
Sahayuktaha.
Yogi cha.
Yogi cha.
Krishna karma krita.
Krishna karma krita.
There he wants to explain. Samasta karma krita.
Samasta karma krita.
Krishnam, for that equivalent word is what now? Samasta. Samasta karma krita. Accomplished of everything same way. Cha saha iti stuyate karma akarmanoho
karma akarmanoho
itara itara darshi
itara itara darshi
itare itara darshi means what now? The one who is both, okay, one who is itara itara darshi means what now? One who is actions in actionlessness. One who sees actionlessness in actions. What now? Itara itara darshi. Seeing one in the other. Okay, seeing one in the other means what now? Itara itara darshi means the one who sees one in the other. What is that? What is me saying? One seeing one in the other. Seeing the actions in actionlessness. Seeing the actionlessness in action is what now? Itara itara darshi. And such a person is stuyate, he is highly praised here. Stuyate, he is praised. As what now? Buddhiman, manushyeshu buddhiman, he is the most intelligent of the men, or you can intelligent among men. Other people who do not see this way, who cannot see this fact, it is not something to be seen through physical eyes, something to be seen through your sharp intelligence. You must be sharp, highly intelligent, not to be able to see this subtle fact. This is a fact, isn't it? It's a fact or not? Now you've understood Ishvara. This is about it. The one who can see this fact is who now? Buddhiman. And saha yuktaha, saha such a person, how is he Krishna karma krita? Krishna karma krita, again, accomplishment of everything means, one who understands the concept of Ishvara being the universal law and order, one who sees the doer of everything is, actually Ishvara is not the doer, there is no doer, but there is no action possible without Ishvara, therefore there is no doer other than Ishvara, everything is Ishvara, one who sees the action being, action is nothing but within the action, within the realm of the order, and order is backed by the knowledge, and knowledge is nothing but consciousness, reality, that reality is Brahman, which is the Ishvara, and that Ahamasmi, one who sees that, one who is free from the doership and enjoyership, one who also free from all limitations, one who knows this fact, is what now? Is free from all limitations. Such a person of limitlessness, free from all bondage also, actually he is free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Once you are free from doership and enjoyership means, you are free from punya papa, you are free from sukha dukkhadi etc. Then, where is the karma for you? There is no karma. See, now being free from karma, there is no pressure to do karma. There is no, you can't do any karma where there is no desire. There is no desire because there is no need. There is no need because there is no inadequacy. Because there is fullness. Because there is a vision. And above all, even if you are doing the karma to exhaust your paratha, there is no kartrutvam bhoktrutvam. If kartrutvam bhoktrutvam is there, you are still what now? Karma krit. Not Krishna karma krit. Karma krit. But you, one who came, but one who is a doer, karta. If you are karta, you are karma krita. If you are akarta, you are Krishna karma krita. If you are non-doer, isn't it? You are not even non-doer. Krishna, I am the non-doer also, not right thing. One who is free from the doership. Is it? He is what now? He is a Krishna karma krita. So, is it clear now? He is a Krishna karma. That's why he is praised here. Okay. Yeah, yuktaha, see in a karma yoga context, yuktaha means integrated. Yuj dhatu. It's from the word, root yuj. Yuj means yunjate, yunjate, yujyate, yogaha. Isn't it? Yogaha, yogyaha, yogyata. All these words have come from the root only. Isn't it? Yuj. And then yuktaha means a person who is fit. Yogyaha. Isn't it? Yogyaha. Yogyata, eligibility. Yogyaha, eligible. Yuktaha, also is what now? Eligible. So, who is the eligible person? Then we can say, in Karma Yoga context, you can say, as a Jignyasu Bhakta, you can say Yuktaha means integrated personality. Integrated is called Yuktaha. Yuktaha literally means what now? One who is endowed with. Now, Pustaka Yuktaha. Pustaka Yukta Swamini. Isn't it? Now, handbag yukta, like that. No, yuktaha means one who is endowed with. But here we can say, yuktaha literally means what? No, it's a one who is of the integrated personality. One whose thought, word and deed are in alignment, you can say he is a yuktaha. One whose thought, word and deed are in alignment is called yuktaha. And here, one who is everything as one is yuktaha. One who does not see anything being different from the other thing. One who sees everything as one. Isn't it? There is aham, brahma, sarvam, brahma. Everything is, isn't it? When such a person is yuktaha. One who does not see the difference. One who sees everything being connected, or everything being put together, isn't it? Yuktaha. One who sees more. This is the same buddhiman. Yuktaha is one who sees jiva, ishara, jagad, aikyam. One who is endowed with the vision. One who is endowed with the vision of oneness. This is yuktaha. But the karma yoga context, you can say integrated personality. One whose thought, word and deed are in alignment. Identical.
Not yet, yeah.
No, here we are talking about the jnani one. He is a, see, Krishna karma krit means is a jnani. Akarta. See, Krishna akarta means Krishna karma krit. Akarta means what now? One. Akarta means not the one who claims himself to be, I am not the doer. Not the one who says, I am not the doer. The one who is free from the notion, I am the doer, is akarta. Understand? Literally, akarta means what now? Non-doer. Isn't it? The one who is free from the notion, I am the doer, is akarta. Akarta is a Krishna karma krita, the accomplisher of everything. One who revels in fullness. One who revels in the vision of oneness of reality. Whereas, aham karta, if the person is endowed with the notion, I am the doer, then that is what now? Then kartra tantram is there, karaka sambandha is there, karma is possible, then he has what now? Avidya bhumam eva possible, and he is not Krishna karma krita, he is a karma krita. He is just the doer. Is it kartrutva buddhihi buddhi yuktaha karma krita? Kartrutva buddhi rahitaha, he is what now? Kritsna karma krita. You can't say akarma krita. Okay? Still he is doing. He is not the non-doer, isn't it? He is doing, but he is really free from the notion I am the doer. Oh my God, that should not be mistaken, isn't it? Actionless is wow. Swamiji's like third chapter, he explains a lot. Now the non-performance is not in actionlessness. Performing actions, being free from the notion I am the doer, is what now? Actionlessness. It is, I tell you, by the time you finish this one verse, it will be very, very, very clear. See, this understanding of Ishvara is there. That you can appreciate in everything as what now? Vibhuti. Another word, something very beautiful. One should say, look at everything as Ishvara Vibhuti, Bhagavad Vibhuti, then that is only way what you have, what you don't have will not cause problem in you. So that's how you can only neutralize your jealousy, envy. The concept of Ishvara is very, very important. What I have, what I don't have, what others have, what I want will not cause any, you know, turbulence in me, disturbance in me. Otherwise, naturally I'll be disturbed. Yeah. See, vibhutihi, bhutihi literally means wealth. Bhutihi is a beautiful feminine gender word, bhutihi. And we also add visesha bhuti vina vaisishtam vishvasya vibhutihi. So we call it glory. No, mahima. Vibhutihi, glory. And see, when you understand this concept of Ishvara being law and order, now you can understand what is Ishvara, who is Ishvara, who is the Lord here. What is the Lord here? Lord is the universal natural law and order, which is swarupataha nothing but pure knowledge. It's absolutely pure knowledge. The universal natural law and order, which holds everything together, because of which everything is possible, which is absolutely pure knowledge, is Ishvara. There is no form. And when you say order, can you draw any form? Which form one has now? You can see every form is anything which exists in the realm of order is Ishvara's form only. But Ishvara has no form. Every form is Ishvara. No, all the forms are Ishvara, but Ishvara has no form. All the actions are Ishvara, Ishvara doesn't do any action. Ishvara doesn't speak, but speech, everything is Ishvara's speech. Ishvara doesn't see, but all the seeing is Ishvara. Seer is Ishvara. Seen is Ishvara. Sight is Ishvara. This is the Ishvara, isn't it? Then when you say, then you appreciate, now this understanding of Ishvara as the one who, doer of everything is Ishvara. Without Ishvara, no action is possible means, okay, somebody who is playing cricket, okay, football in this country, not cricket, no football. And they play very well, okay, not the people who lost, we think about people who won. And they played so well, and then they're jumping, and then hoisting flags, and then, moving flags, then hugging, and moving, and getting prizes, and making noise, all those things. People who won, they're so proud and all that. Now, people who lost, okay, I'm living in England, so I'm not English, but still, I can say, we have lost, no? Then, suppose, when you say, because I'm here, so I had to represent myself as an English, I'm here, in this. When you say then, how can you take it, somebody else's victory is there, I have lost it, isn't it, some other person has won, and I wanted to be victorious, not only I wanted to be victorious, I didn't want other person to be victorious. Is two ways also. No? Pain is I am not what I could not achieve what I wanted to. And I really see others enjoy what I didn't want them to enjoy. The victory should be mine, defeat should be others. Then it became vice versa, isn't it? Ulta. So that means what now? This can cause so much of disturbance in Ajnani's mind. disturbance and pain, and that is when that discomfort caused in the mind, you know, creates what the pain. It triggers this smallness, because identity is with what now? Failure, defeat. What you identify yourself with, what you see yourself through. You see yourself through your victory or no failure. You don't see yourself as yourself. You don't see yourself as Atma, isn't it? Through Atma, Chaitanyam Brahma. You see yourself through this victory or failure. Then you become so small and tiny, and then you become nobody, and then that triggers the smallness, and the smallness is triggered means the pain. That pain causes discomfort, isn't it? Pain is not desirable. Discomfort, and discomfort is that agitation and disturbance, and that is when you have to say, yeah, you know how they won, you know. All sorts of things come, that's expression of discomfort, jealousy or envy, isn't it? But suppose understanding is here. If I understand, okay, they played very well. Who is it who was playing? Who was it playing? If I look, understand the order of Ishvara being law and order. The many people played. This victory doesn't belong to one individual, the whole team. The whole team again, what now? Many individuals. Every individual is what now again? Many things put together. And many things put together, what now? What is that now? What is it which keeps, not the team, okay, not the team leader here. I'm talking about the people, you know, in them. What is that because of which the energy is possible, because of which the game is possible, the playing is possible? What is that? Ishvara only. If you look at it, now the victory belongs to ultimately whom? Ishvara does not claim any victory. But ultimately victory belongs to Ishvara. Just a simple thing. Somebody sings so beautifully, then you get what now? Now you can say, that is possible for Andipa. Of course, Prarabdha also helps them to be victorious over things. Whether whoever wins enjoys victory, whoever enjoys defeat, that victory and defeat is what now? Conceptual, isn't it? And it's only, again, in keeping with Prarabdha, victory or defeat, but both are Ishvara. Defeat also is Ishvara. Victory also is Ishvara. Isn't it? Then once you look at it, the victory belongs to Ishvara. Can you see the victory belongs to this group? Victory belongs to Ishvara. Victory on the other side. The defeat also belongs to Ishvara only. Who didn't play well, okay? And that's also what now? Isn't it? That improper performance also what now? Inadequate performance also. Something is lacking, isn't it? There's also Ishvara. There's also order, isn't it? Everything is Ishvara if you look at it. And there's nothing to the people who won. And you can, that anything praiseworthy, laudable, you can look at as that, if you were able to look at that, some accomplishment as Ishvara Anugraha, then you call it Ishvara Vibhuti. Vibhuti. Ishvara Vibhuti. Bhagavad Vibhuti. Yeah, then the whole thing we see as, okay, Ishvara. No? You can see everything is Ishvara. And then Vibhuti, Bhagavad Vibhuti. When you look at the whole victory as Bhagavad Vibhuti, Bhagavan's glory. Because victory belongs to Bhagavan means what now? Bhagavan doesn't say, in your understanding, in your concept of your understanding of concept of Ishvara, that everything belongs to Ishvara when you say, that understanding is what now? You know, the victory belongs to Ishvara means it's called Bhagavan's glory. Whoever is glorified, praised, that praise actually belongs to Bhagavan. Then you look at it as Bhagavad Vibhuti, then Bhagavan's glory, is Bhagavad Vibhuti, then, okay, everything is Ishvara means there can't be jealousy. You neutralize your jealousy. You understand now? See, got the point of very important thing this is. That is how you can keep yourself in good humor. And you can go and congratulate them also. You can go and have the guts to go and see my face, but immediately go and, immediately can go and shake hands and then, immediately, you don't go away, run away from the thing, isn't it? Immediately go and see the winner and go and shake hands and then and hug and then say some, congratulate the other person means being defeated. You have become Bhagavan. You proved yourself to be somebody superior, isn't it? That mind. That's not an easy joke, isn't it? That mind is what now? Saha buddhiman, manishesha, saha yuktaha, saha krishna karmakrita. He doesn't need to do anything. That vision. You get the point of what I'm saying? So anybody, I can't sing, whoever sings, Bhagavan Sibhuti. Whoever plays, I can't play, but Bhagavan Sibhuti. Isn't it? Bhagavan Sibhuti. That is why it's so much of joy, really. You can see one's joy getting expressed in one's appreciation of anybody else's achievements, accomplishments, and skills, and then, you know, the talents as Bhagavan Vibhuti. Anybody's talent is Bhagavan Vibhuti, if you are able to look at it, then you can see your own expression of joy. Otherwise, you are lost. Isn't it? There's so much your responsibility to get. That's why it's very important to understand the concept of then you don't lack anything, you don't miss anything. So what? Other persons want, so what? I haven't won. That is not there, isn't it? This is I tell you, this amazing vision, this Ishvara. This concept of Ishvara has to be understood very well. The only way you have to put your thinking. No, the same thing. First he talks about what he says. Actually, I have to say so much because this Ishvara concept is not very clearly. Of course, I've been talking. Only here onward I've been talking about this Ishvara as all law and order. Because something has to, all of them had to be kept together, no? Understand? Even this mic functions here means, you know, so many things are involved here. Suppose this does this job of repose, you know, absorbing my voice means, sound here means, and it is connected to what now? It needs different electricity, isn't it? And there must be wires, and it's not just that this instrument. Everything, anything you take, there's so many small things are brought together. And they are put together. And they are kept together. They held, actually held. Dhriyate. Dhriyate anena iti dharmaha. They are held together. You get the point what I am saying? So what is that because of which all of them are held together? Who is holding together? Who is holding together? How is it possible? What is that because of which everything, you know, everything is held together? What is that? Okay, don't ask who now. What is that because of which everything is held together? If you ask the question, you will end up in where now? You just have to say order. Oh, order means what now? Isn't it? All these functions are happening, they're held together. Order is involved. What is that order? Now that order is impossible minus if it is not, there's no such thing called knowledge backing that order. And what is that knowledge? It's not whose knowledge it is. Who's sitting there? Somebody sitting there with the knowledge sitting, supplying knowledge. Whose knowledge it is, isn't it? If that knowledge is a manifest knowledge. What is that knowledge? But what is the source of that knowledge which is manifest? There must be knowledge unmanifest, which is a source, fountainhead of this manifest knowledge. That knowledge is what now? Consciousness, Brahma. That is what is originally the. We don't say there's no Lord or anything. That is why people come out say, oh, become atheists also. But we don't say that. Right? We don't want to say, we're not just becoming atheists, okay? We don't say there's no Lord, okay? And we say the Lord is this Brahman only. Lord is Brahman. Therefore, what we say, the Brahman is not the Lord, but the Lord is Brahman. So, Lord is not the doer, but there is no doer without the Lord. Therefore, the doer of everything is the Lord only. Everything, every action is Lord only. So, we say here, this is very important to understand the steps. I've been talking this for quite some time, but I make it very clear. Isn't it? For this is time. Therefore, that knowledge. That's why Jnana Rupam, isn't it? Jnanam, there's a source, and that is what is Anadi, we say here. And here, when you understand all these things, where are you sitting here now? Which is I here? You seconds, relatively you can identify yourself with this body, means come, no problem. But what is I? All of them together is I, isn't it? Basically. I sense is wherever it is, I sense is there, I is. But what is this I? Ishvara. Ishvara, isn't it? Then you have resolved your identity with what? Ishvara, the totality. Individuality has gone. Everything is holding together is Ishvara, means individuality is already resolved in totality. So this resolving one's individuality in totality is possible only if you see everything as Ishvara. For this concept of Ishvara being law and order must be very clear. That order being backed by knowledge must be very clear. That knowledge being manifest knowledge must be very clear. The source of the manifest knowledge, there must be a source of knowledge, uncreated knowledge. That being Brahman must be very clear. That Brahma ahamaspi must be very clear.
Can you repeat that, please?
Repeat.
Say it very fast.
So, not you put it on the website. Listen. This is what? Understand now. So then it's not simply understand. Of course, you, when you study the Atma Swarupam is what? No, Atma is Chaitanyam, you know very well. Aham Shabdartha. The Swarupam of the Atma is pure consciousness, and consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. That you know very well. That one understanding, you know, it's not enough. Of course, it's very basis. That must be very clear first. And in the light of that knowledge of what now? The Swarupma of the Atma being consciousness, which is of the nature of actionlessness. Then you also understand what? You understand the whole thing as pure knowledge is the source of knowledge, which is there as the manifest knowledge. Without the backing of which no order can be possible. Without the order, nothing, you know, this that's what dharanam. Dharma is such a beautiful word. That is why whenever we start Bhagavad Gita class also, I tell in the very beginning, when you do these three, we analyze these purusharthas, artha, kamaha, dharmaha, moksha. I explain artha, kama, moksha and all that. And the dharma is the more we understand shastram, the more we study shastram, the more we understand shastram, the more the clarity, the better the clarity, you know, becomes, as the clarity enhances, you understand ish dharma better. Understand Ishvara as dharma. Initially you understand, okay, no, living a life of values, universal values, and there are cultural values. Then there are, we have samana dharma, universal values, and then cultural values, individual values. Okay, there are like a lot of things which you value individually, as a community, as a whole, etc. And all those things are okay, but all your values you must follow. But no, when in following any of these values, in pursuing any of these values, you be very conscious of not transgressing these universal values. Because that is the main thing, because it's very important for one to keep, you know, because not to disturb the order, universal order. That is the only way you can really grow. You know, that is how you can prepare yourself for this vision of great truth. Then we say that initially we'll stop. But actually, you understand the dharma, the meaning of the word dharma, widely, you know, more, better. The more as we understand shastram, more. Understand now? Dharmaha. That is why even when Rama, we say, Vigrahavan Dharmaha, Ramaha. Who is Rama? Ramaha, Vigrahavan Dharmaha. Vigrahavan Dharma is what now? Dharma has no, order has no form. Order has no form, isn't it? Consciousness has no form, formless. And then knowledge has no form, isn't it? And then order has no form. But if you give form to order, that is Rama. Rama is embodiment, the personification of the law and order. That is why his great reverence for Rama is highly revered. Why Rama is worshipped for a given, that's why we worship many forms. That's another question, isn't it? In worshipping every form, because for us to understand a given aspect. Isn't it? Okay. Oh my God. 4:45. ननु किमिदं विरुद्धं उच्यते. ननु, whenever you come across ननु in Bhashyam, that's called objection raised. Okay, always somebody, we will really learn lots of things here. Whenever somebody says something, immediately objection should be raised. Nanu, sorry, kimidam.
Kimidam.
Kimidam, what is this? Typical expression, kimidam. What is this? Viruddham uchyate. Something contradictory is said here. Viruddham is what now? Something contradictory. Viruddham. I said, okay. Uchyate is said. What is this? Something contradictory is said here. Viruddham uchyate. What is contradictory here? Karmani.
Karmani.
Akarma. Yaha pashyet. Iti. Akarmanicha. Karma iti. Nahi. Karma. Akarmasyat. Akarmava. Karmasyat.
Karmasyat.
See, isn't it? When this person who raises the objection, for him, akarma means what now? Simply sitting. Tushnim asanam. Simply sitting without doing any action is akarma. Inaction. Isn't it? And then karma means what now? Being very active, restless, agitated is what now? That is karma. Therefore, how is it possible? You can't say, hey, isn't it? How is it possible to say somebody who is sitting without doing any action, how can you say he is acting? And when somebody is walking, you say he is not. No, he is simply sitting. Somebody is walking, dancing, drinking and everything, and you say that person is simply sitting. It is contradictory. It is viruddham uchyate. He is walking. How can you say he is simply sitting? And somebody who is simply sitting without doing anything, look at this. He is dancing, he is singing, he is walking. This is the simple, typical grass, you know, perception. In a grass perception, somebody who is simply sitting here without moving anything, and if it's like saying, this the person who is simply sitting in a chair, you show the person, say, look at it, this person is dancing, he is singing, he is eating, he is walking, he is going to the toilet, everything he is doing. And wait, come on, what is this? He is simply sitting without even moving. How can you say he is active? He's, no? It's like saying like that. If you say, it is viruddham. Viruddham, it is not contradictory. And also at the same time, the person who is walking around, running around, who is moving, who is doing so many things, and we say, this person is what now? Simply sitting. It is just very, very gross perception. In a person of a very, very gross, in the gross-minded person, in the perception of a gross-minded person, isn't it? What will happen? This is the statement, seeing the actionlessness in actions, and seeing the actions in actionlessness is what now is, the sounds very contradictory. The statements sound very contradictory in the perception of the person, the gross-minded person. It's okay? So he questions now. He says, Nahi karma akarma syat. Say now, Nahi karma akarma syat. Never can the action becomes inaction. And then akarma va karma syat. Inaction can never become the action. It's not possible, isn't it? Tatra viruddham katham pashyet drashta na akarma eva paramarthatah sat karma vad avabhasate. He says, Tatra viruddham katham pashyet drashta. He says, na. Whenever the objection is refuted, that is what? Na. What he says now? Akarma eva paramarthataha paramarthatah akarma eva sat karmavat avabhasate. Paramarthatah sat akarma eva karmavat avabhasate. Akarmayeva karmavat avabhasate. Actionlessness alone, no, appears to be actions. See, akarma, he says, eva, paramarthataha, what now? From the standpoint of absolute reality or absolute sense. Absolutely, paramarthataha, absolutely, originally, what he says, akarma eva sat karmavat avabhasate. Isn't it? The actionlessness, the reality which is of the nature of actionlessness alone, appears to be actions. We see the next line also. Mudha, mudha drishtehe, lokasya tatha karma eva akarmavat. Mooda drishtehe lokasya. See, tatha karma eva akarmavat. Karma eva akarmavat. He says, mooda drishtehe lokasya avabhasate. Mooda drishtehe lokasya means what now? For the lokasya means for this world. People of this world. Lokasya means what now? Lokasya always upalakshanam for what now? Loke ushamanaha manushyaha. Jivantaha manushyaha. Manushyanam. Jivata manushyanam. Isn't it? Loke jivata manushyanam. So lokasya means what now? For the world. For the people of the world. Which people of the world? Mooda drishtehe. Who the deluded people of deluded perception, who are not clear perception, who are the blurred vision, people of blurred vision, mooda drishti means what now? Those whose vision is deluded, no, distorted, whose vision is distorted. Mooda drishti means deluded vision or blurred vision or distorted vision. For the world of blurred or distorted vision, they do not have proper vision, improper vision. Why improper? Why mooda drishtihi? Because ajnanat, isn't it? Ajnanam being there, naturally the ignorance of what the truth is, what the truth is not being, ignorance being there, there's no ignorance is there because of the ignorance. Because of the ignorance of the reality, ignorance of the atma, ignorance of the thing, they do not see what now. They are, their drishti is mooda drishtihi. Deluded vision, people of deluded vision, distorted vision. For such people, what now? Akarma, karmavata abhavabhasate. Actionlessness seems to be actions, appears to be actions. For whom? Not for the men of vision, not for the jnana drishtehe, but mooda drishtehe. Jnana drishtehe means what now? For the person of vision, isn't it? Vision of the truth, for him karma, akarma doesn't seem to be karma. Whereas for the mooda drishtehe, for the person of deluded understanding, deluded minded, for him, akarma karmavata avabhasate. Actionlessness seems to be actions. Appears to be action. Avabhasate. Isn't it? In his understanding, in his perception, Bhagavan only says, in the perception only has to be corrected. The perception is wrong. If you are seeing the actions to be real, then your perception is wrong. If you are seeing the actions being mithya, then your perception is right. you can see the actions being mithya only if you see the satyam being actionlessness. You should have the vision of the satyam, and which is of the nature of actionlessness. If you know this, what is satyam, then you know satyam is of the nature of actionlessness. Then you can say mithya, actions are all mithya for you. Isn't it? Actions are mithya means you can see the actions in actionlessness. You can see the actionlessness in actions. Satyam mithya vivekaha is there. You can see action. Mithya is action means you know what satyam is. So you see satyam, you know satyam is actionlessness. Then you can see mithya is not outside of satyam. You can see the actions in actionlessness. Same way you can also see what now? Actionlessness in actions also. Is it clear now? For which you need what now? Jnana drishtihi. Jnana drishtau akarmani, isn't it? No, you can see the akarmani karma. Karmani akarma. Itra itra darshi you can be. But mooda drishtehe lokasya. For the world which is deluded, whose vision is deluded, distorted because of the ignorance, then there what now? They can't see this. What now? Akarma eva karmavata avabhasate. That vision is not there for them. Isn't it? They do not see that. They can't see this. They do not see actionlessness. They don't understand what is actionlessness. They see only the actions. Therefore, they mistake the actions for the actionlessness also. Okay. Anyway, this is a very interesting objection raised. And we'll start, when you meet next class, we'll start from the first objection, Nanu, onwards. I had to start from there. I tell you, by the time we cover this Bhashyam, tremendous amount of clarity you will have. Tremendous amount of clarity.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Swami Bhagavan, who is absolutely Jnana Swarupavan, and who is in the form of law and order, and who is the very universal law and order, and who is manifest as everything, may bless us, may bless us with the clear understanding of the Shastra. I always love this topic of Ishvara.